The outcome of an opioid emergency may depend on a quick response. Accidental overdose can happen anytime, even if the opioid pain medicine is prescribed. Due to COVID-19, emergency services could be slower to arrive. Get prepared. Get naloxone, a potentially life-saving reversal agent with no prescription directly from your pharmacy. Having naloxone available allows you to respond first, not a substitute for emergency medical care. Learn more at opioidsafetyplan.com. That's opioidsafetyplan.com.
Producer Richard Lerma, the client is the Home Depot. Production date October 21st, 2020. Copyright 2020. This is a 30-second stereo spot in Spanish. Spot title, ProPaint/BearProi300/$17.99/Hispanic/CN30. Ad ID, YHTHD24RR30.
Como pintor profesional, eres tan bueno como tu último trabajo. Hazlo aún mejor con la pintura Behr Pro i300 para interiores de The Home Depot. Desde solo $17.99 el galón. Y eso es antes del descuento Pro Extra. Obtienes un desempeño superior que cubre y esconde cada detalle. Y una aplicación fácil y rápida con rociador, rodillo o brocha. Haz tu mejor trabajo con la pintura Behr Pro i300 para interiores a $17.99 el galón en The Home Depot. Haces más, logras más. Disponible en tiendas y por internet.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have MMA fighter Danielle Nguyen. She currently competes in the bantamweight division. She's going to come on the show to talk about her MMA career and so much more. Stay tuned. Danielle is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
.145/92.
180/111.
182/100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Introducing TD Ameritrade's newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and trade strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Thinkorswim Web, trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
There's better could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Hi, this is Terry Bradshaw here to remind you that rheumatic diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus are important to know about. 1 in 4 Americans has a rheumatic disease, and I'm one of them. And if you're like me, folks, you don't have time for arthritis to slow you down. Between being a sportscaster, making movies, and checking things off my honey-do list, I'm busier now than I've ever been. Flare-ups aren't fun, which is why I follow the orders of my rheumatologist. Eating healthy, staying active, not smoking, taking my meds, and managing my stress all keep me going. I've also committed to my health by taking the American College of Rheumatology's pledge to live well with rheumatic disease, and you should too. Know the signs, get help, and take care of yourself, folks. Visit simpletax.org to take the pledge to live well.
Drive an hour to cheer them on as they get beat 11-0 in the rain, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Throw that ball, Diane. Woo! You got this.
This is your butt. There are many things you can do with your butt. Your butt can make you a winner. You can use your butt to celebrate. If you insist on sitting, at least take your butt around the block. At night, your butt can get you moving.
Nice butt.
Whatever you do with your butt, get off it.
Produced for Richard Lerma, the client is the Home Depot. Production date October 21st, 2020. Copyright 2020. This is a 30-second stereo spot in Spanish. Spot title, ProPaint/BearProi300/$17.99/Hispanic/CN30. @YHTHD24RR30.
Como pintor profesional, eres tan bueno como tu último trabajo. Hazlo aún mejor con la pintura Bear Pro i300 para interiores de The Home Depot. Desde solo $17.99 el galón. Y eso es antes del descuento Pro Extra. Obtienes un desempeño superior que cubre y esconde cada detalle. Y una aplicación fácil y rápida con rociador, rodillo o brocha. Haz tu mejor trabajo con la pintura Bear Pro i300 para interiores a $17.99 el galón. En The Home Depot, haces más, logras más. Disponible en tiendas y por internet.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Stay tuned for The Robinson Show. MMA fighter Danielle Wynn is up next. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you look so cute. How do you know him?
Oh, my God, I'm doing like I taught you. Love the new tattoo, Sarah. Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about. Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today? Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends,
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the program. And now we have our guest on. She is an MMA fighter out of the Atlanta area and someone that currently competes in the bantamweight division. We want to welcome to the program Danielle Nguyen. Hello, Danielle. How's everything?
Hey there. Everything's really good. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. You compete in MMA. For those that may be sleeping under a rock, it's mixed martial arts. How did you come up upon the world of MMA?
Actually, I started boxing first for weight loss because I was in college and I didn't have a lot of time to work out. So I started just boxing. And then I decided I want to use my legs. And I graduated and I went to MMA after that because I had more time on my hands to go and train. But it all started with boxing.
Okay, interesting. I want to stay with boxing for a moment. You mentioned that you used boxing as a way to lose weight during your time in college. Had you been a fan of boxing before you took it up, or is it something that, like you said, you just did just to stay in shape?
No, I met a stranger, and it was a female, and she was like, she was in such great shape, and she told me she kickboxed. So I was like, oh, I couldn't find anything kickboxing, so I went to the next best thing, which was boxing. So it literally started out just from a conversation with a stranger downtown. So I started
okay,
boxing.
Interesting right there. Uh-huh. Now, I want to transition over now to your current career in the world of MMA and mixed martial arts. What are the biggest differences from training for boxing as opposed to training for mixed martial arts?
I feel like with boxing, you're training more for like a marathon, because so it's a lot of rounds, and I feel like MMA is more of a sprint. So it's more that you're trying to, get in, get out, do your thing, and whereas boxing is more, okay, I have time, I can, make my shots, I can do this, I can, razzmatazz things and... But I like the faster pace, I guess, of MMA is why I prefer it.
Okay, so let's stay with MMA for a moment. So we talked about your background and experience in boxing. Are you trained in any other forms of martial arts, or is it just boxing?
Just boxing, kickboxing. I'm a blue belt in jiu-jitsu, but I just started that maybe like 4 years ago when I started MMA. So that's not
really
my...
Oh, wow, awesome. Well, congratulations on that. With you having boxing, kickboxing, and, of course, you recently earning your blue belt in jiu-jitsu, how does all that factor into your training for MMA?
Well, it definitely helps out because, I mean, everything starts from the feet. Fights start in the feet, so it definitely helps. But I could... But the jiu-jitsu part is the part that I need probably a little more work on, but I absolutely accept that, and I'm definitely going to work on that for my future fights. But I just, I feel like everything just starts in the feet, so you got to know boxing and kickboxing.
Yeah, rightfully so. But the reason why I ask is because with MMA, a lot of champions are trained in BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. What is a typical training regimen like for you in, when you're preparing for a fight?
Generally, I train 6 days a week, twice a day on most days, sometimes three times a day. On Tuesdays, it's the day I ramp up a little bit, and I do about 3 hours a day on Tuesday evening. And then, as the week goes, it's about 2 hours Wednesday, 2 hours Thursday. Then, of course, there's weight training and everything like that, but 2 hours at the gym, things I can't do by myself, basically. And then Friday and Saturday, I generally just, run, and we have MMA practice on Saturday morning. And I just stay busy, stay working, keep moving, keep my cardio up. Obviously, that was my biggest problem in the last fight, was my cardio. So, but I only had 3 weeks for that fight to train for my first, 5-minute, 3-round fight.
All right, let's get into that now because, again, you have a career that you're still getting your feet wet in the world of mixed martial arts. You have an amateur record of 4 wins and 3 losses, and you recently had your first professional MMA fight against Bella Muir. Now, for those that may not be familiar with the world of mixed martial arts, of course, Bella, her dad, Frank Muir, was a longtime fighter in the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Just kind of tell me tell me what was that like having your first pro fight going up against someone like her?
I mean, it really was no different. I just wish I had more time to prepare for it. But, I mean, we knew what she was going to do. Her wrestling is absolutely amazing. It's good. I mean, it worked against me. And, we prepared. But still, I just didn't have enough time to do it, I guess. But it was such a great opportunity. I couldn't turn it down. And, I mean, it was an amazing experience. So at least I got that.
Awesome. Did the fight take place in Mexico?
Yes, San Carlos, Mexico.
Well, what was that experience like? Was that near Acapulco? Just tell our audience about the environment of San Carlos.
It's basically, it was a marina. So you had to have either a boat or take a 100-kilometer drive to the place. Like, it took us almost 2 hours to get there from the airport. But it's very rural. You definitely want to get good cell service for your phone. I didn't do that. And it was really hard for me to use my phone. I had to stick it to the Wi-Fi. But it's a beautiful place. It was gorgeous. Right on the water, you see all the boats pull up and, you know, people come by and they're cleaning their boats. They have their dogs and stuff, walking them, and it was a really nice experience.
Awesome. Sounds like a place I'd like to visit one day. I want to stay with MMA for a moment. You, as I mentioned, your amateur record was 4 wins and 3 losses, and again, you had your first pro fight. You lost by unanimous decision. What were some of the differences that you noticed from the amateur and the pro ranks?
Definitely the time limit. That's definitely different. Honestly, I really can't compare because I fought all my amateurs in a cage, and then I had my first pro fight in a ring. So I never actually fought in boxing. I mean, I did like a smoker, but I never actually had a sanctioned fight in boxing. So the ring kind of threw me off a little bit because every time I looked, there was a corner, like an actual corner, not like an octagon or a hexagon. There's several corners, but they're small corners. These corners, you get like trapped in. And it's like, oh, my, they're just everywhere. But that was – so I don't really – it's hard for me to compare. It's really hard for me to compare. But she was definitely – her cardio was definitely more prepared or better than pretty much most of my amateur – all of my amateur fights, the opponents, because she just kept going no matter what.
Okay, well, how many matches do you have to compete in to – consider yourself to like earn a pro card or to consider yourself to become a professional in MMA?
In my particular state, I think it varies by state, but in Georgia, it's 5 amateur fights and you have to have a winning record. So if it's like 3-4, you can't do it. You have to get to 5-4 at least.
Okay. All right. Well, while we're staying with the world of mixed martial arts, the UFC is like the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts. Are there any plans to maybe try to get a deal with, maybe have a talk with Dana White in the future, or right now you feel like you want to compete and go the independent route before you take that step to the UFC?
No, I absolutely want to. That's a big goal. Like, I want to get to a big promotion. I want to do the whole thing. I've literally, like, when I first started martial arts, I literally like cleared my life out and trained like all day just so I could get, you know, the BJJ down, because I started that as an adult and I didn't have that as a kid or anything. And I would definitely like to reach the highest levels. I mean, this little fight might be a little setback, but you know, I definitely want to reach to the big times.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, Dana White has been doing a lot in the midst of this pandemic that we're in right now. He's definitely taking advantage of a lot of things with the Fight Island and things of that nature. I want to ask you, for people that want to get into the world of mixed martial arts, what tips do you have for them, not just for women, but just men as well?
For anybody, find a good gym. Don't let somebody, you know, sell you a shack and call it Taj Mahal. Like, do your research, find out who the gym is backed by, who their black belts are, who they get their black belts from for the BJJ. And then, of course, look at the credentials as far as boxing, kickboxing, whatever else they offer. But just because there's so many gyms out there that will just let anyone fight just because they want to fight. And you can really get hurt in this game. When my fight that I had in Alabama, there were several people that had only like 2 weeks worth of experience. I didn't get to the cage until I had 2 years, like 2 years at minimum. And I still was a little more than that. But yeah.
Okay, you said you
so
mentioned.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, but yeah, just make sure that you have, you have a good gym that's going to care about you, not going to send you in against anybody.
Okay, fair enough. You mentioned about the injuries and how, you know, MMA is a sport where it's a lot similar to boxing. It's all about high risk and high reward. Have you had sustained any injuries or maybe a cauliflower ear or anything that has come with what you've done so far in mixed martial arts?
No, I broke my arm in a fight one time. I think it was last March. I broke my arm in the fight. I still won, but that's pretty much the only thing that really was super devastating. I had my face broken in my first fight, but that was more just you let that heal. You can't do anything about that. But nothing else other than that. So I'm pretty fortunate, I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're right about that. We talked briefly about the UFC and Dana White. Their current, as this interview was airing, the top bantamweight currently is Amanda Nunes. She is the champion. What do you think about her presence and what she brings to the world of mixed martial arts?
She brings a whole new game to it. She's just gotten so much better over the years. After she lost that fight to Kat Zingano, she just seemed like she went back to the drawing board and just did what she needed to do. Like, I mean, it's absolutely impressive. I would love to get the chance to train with her because we're on the same team, ATT. She's just in Coconut Creek, and you know, I'm in Atlanta. But I would do a lot to train with her. It'd be great. It'd be a great experience. And I don't really have a lot of females to train with, so that would just be awesome in itself. And I bet she's a nice person too. And it'd be cool just to learn from her. And she's just got a lot of good experience.
I mentioned Amanda. Who are some of the fighters that you really enjoy watching in the world of MMA? Both, it could be male and female.
I actually prefer the female fighters for the most part. My favorite is Johanna Jędrzejczyk. I followed her ever since she fought Carla Esparza to get the belt, the strawweight belt. And I know she has that little attitude, but I just love her confidence, her air, the weight. And then she said something in one of her fights. She said she broke her foot in the fight. And she was like, I break my foot in three places. They're going to put it back together. And that's exactly how I felt when I broke my arm. And then, of course, I have a special place in my heart for Paige VanZant, who fought with a broken arm. And she didn't win, but she still pulled through and tried. I mean, it's difficult to fight with a broken arm. I can only imagine at that level. So I definitely have a special place in my heart for her. But, yeah, it's definitely the female fighters I definitely pay more attention to. I do like the males as well, but I mean, obviously, it pertains more to me when it's a female.
Okay. Well, speaking of fights, what's next up for you? Are you training for any more fights the remainder of the year, or are you going to just go concentrate on 2021 and beyond?
It depends. I would like to just kind of wait till the next year to fight again to kind of fix some things up. And I'm also a flyweight fighter as well, but I can't do that short notice. I can't safely make 125 on a short notice fight. I need weeks to do that. So it just kind of depends on the weight of like who I can find to fight. Who I can find a fight next. I mean, I'm going to talk to people that, the Icon people. That was a great experience. I loved that promotion. There's really no one around in Georgia that I don't think I can fight because there's no pro females. And then Georgia also has that rule about the 7-day weigh-in, get the weigh-in 7 days before the fight and be less than 10%. And that's just not possible for me at 125. So my fights will probably generally be elsewhere other than Georgia.
Okay,
I'm definitely looking
enough
to get back in there as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. So currently, aside from MMA and all of your athletic endeavors, are there any future projects that you have going on, maybe as far as with endorsement deals or anything from a business standpoint?
No, I already graduated college, so, I mean, if things fall through, I definitely have my degrees to fall back on. But I would really just like to try to make this work.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I've pretty much done everything I've wanted to do in my life, and this is, like, pretty much the last thing. So I definitely want to make this work and give it a good run.
All right. Well, rightfully so. Well, again, Danielle, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody, the listeners real quickly, where can they find you on social media? And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Yes, you can find my Facebook, Danielle Nguyen. And I have a Facebook MMA page, Danielle Nguyen MMA. I also have a Instagram, Danielle_Nguyen_fighter. So I definitely want to get my Instagram followers up. That would definitely help me out in getting fights. And I, you know, just want to put out and get out there and do my thing.
All right, rightfully so. When you heard it from her, she's MMA fighter Danielle Nguyen. She competes in two divisions. She competes not just as a bantamweight, but also as a flyweight as well. And definitely she's got her career on the move and looking to move up and take the next step and move on to the next level. Danielle, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'd love to get on right for my next fight whenever I can figure out when that's going to be. It'll probably be around next year or so. I'm looking for February or March. Oh. So.
Okay.
At the latest.
Sweet. Well, that's awesome. Well, just let us know and thank you once again. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. We're out of here. Peace.
/145/92.
180/111.
182/100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.